stars are not vibrating just in one vibration. They're vibrating many, many, many different vibrations. And that's important because stars are not uniform. Stars have complex structures. And stars, the stars that we look at, are vibrating in hundreds of different periods. And so I liken it to an orchestra. So if you hear an orchestra play basically one long note and you try to determine all the different instruments that are playing that note, that's roughly what we're doing.
That's Mike Reed, professor of astronomy at Missouri State University, describing for this Sense of Community report on innovation the research he and his students are conducting by combing through data from the Kepler Space Telescope, launched in the spring of 2009.
Kepler is a huge innovation in that when we have space telescopes like the Hubble Space Telescope, and it goes around the Earth every 90 minutes, and that means that in that orbit, the sun is going to be in the way, the moon is going to get in the way, and of course the Earth blocks half the sky of Hubble at all times. So what they did was they took this telescope and they put it away from the Earth. And the next telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope, is going to do the same thing. It's going to get away from the Earth so that the Earth is a tiny, tiny dot in that telescope. And so it doesn't block basically any of the light, and the telescope is free, and that allows it to look at one spot for virtually as long as the telescope can last. So now it's in an extended mission, and it should operate through 2018.
Mike Reed says Kepler data is downloaded to a public archive and is available to anyone who wants it. However,
we do have to propose for our targets what Kepler looks at. And so we apply for our targets, and you know it's a competitive proposal, just like anything else. And when we win targets, it observes those, and then it downloads the data to the public archive from which we get it. One of the things that we're doing is trying to be on the cutting edge of technology in science, of course, and that is we are using the Kepler Space Telescope to study basically the vibrations of stars and doing seismology. Just like you would use earthquakes on the Earth, we use vibrations within stars to determine what their structures are.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
How do those vibrations show themselves?
Well, that's a very good question. They actually make the star very slightly brighter or very slightly fainter. In fact, our sun is a vibrating star. But when you look at it, you don't actually see it getting brighter and fainter and brighter and fainter because it happens on such a small level. And so stars do that as well, and that means it takes very precise instrumentation to measure those vibrations. And that's where having a telescope in space above the Earth's atmosphere is a huge advantage.
And according to Mike Reed, with the help of the Kepler Space Telescope, a star's vibrations can be heard as well as seen.
Even though they're light variations, these actually are sound waves inside of stars. Sound doesn't travel in space, but inside of stars it travels very well. So stars are very noisy environments on the inside. Those light variations are directly sound waves, and the sound waves, even though the timescale is very slow, they can be sped up to where we can make an audio file out of them.
For example, the percussive properties of a pulsar.
And that's like a lighthouse signal almost. So this star spins, and it spins very fast, very fast. These are stars about the size of Springfield that can spin on the order of 10 times per second. And each time it points its lighthouse beam towards us, we see it. And so that's that percussion, I think, that you're hearing.
On the opposite end of the scale is the white dwarf, a star which Mike Reed says can be many, many times the size of Jupiter.
So like I said before, it's kind of like listening to an orchestra and trying to pick out a violin or a cello or a piccolo. Thanks to Kepler, we can pick out those instruments trivially. It's really easy. And picking them out is extremely exciting. Every new star gives us something a little new. And so when students process this data and they're finding new things, they'll look at the vibrations and, you know, we'll look at them together and they'll say, well, what do you think this means? And we have to piece together that puzzle. And that's very exciting.
Mike Reed is a professor of astronomy at Missouri State University, where he and his students analyze Kepler Space Telescope data inside MSU's astronomy lab, located in room 200 of Kemper Hall. For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith.